please join with me in the New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth be pleasing to you. Help us to seek ways that we may help people carry their burdens, to share the burden that we encounter in this world. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So I've got a little bit of different setup today, just to warn you. We lost my handheld mic. I still wanted to record the sermon for the website. So in case you ever miss a sermon, you can go to our website and find all of our sermons. But today I want to talk a little bit about caregiving and what it means to give care to someone who is in need. My first experience with caregiving was my grandfather. When my grandmother got sick with cancer, he leapt right into caring for her as she went through radiation, chemo, and as she was in and out of the hospital and the endless doctor's appointments. And almost all of his energy was on taking care of her day and night. And there was rarely a break, right? I mean, that's what happens when you're giving care to someone. Many of you know this. Rarely a moment to take a breath, to take care of himself. And as her health got worse, the burden was even greater on him to help her with the simplest of tasks, getting up from the couch, walking to the bathroom. And when she died, my grandfather fell into this deep depression. And I think a lot of it was the fact that he had been spending the last 2 years caring for my grandmother. That was all he was doing. That's all his time and energy was put into. And the moment that was gone, there was this hole, this emptiness. Of course he was depressed. And so this was my first grandparent to die, and I was particularly close to her. And watching her fade away and my grandfather neglect caring for himself was devastating to watch. Now, I know this is unfortunately not a unique story. The U.S. Department of Human and Health Services reports that 66 million people, around 20% of the U.S. population, provide care for the chronically ill, disabled, or aged family member or friend each year. In 2014, those caregivers provided 17.9 billion hours of unpaid care valued at $217 billion. Those numbers are hard to fathom and fail to even touch at the emotional and physical toll that caregiving has on a person. The Presbyterian Health Network tells us that the stress of providing care to a loved one can build up to actually make the caregiver more susceptible to health risks, such as high blood pressure or diabetes, increased risk of stroke. Now, I know many of you in here at some point have been a caregiver, navigating the emotional and financial and physical and social challenges of providing care for someone you love. It's exhausting caring for someone and providing that care. And you add to that the idea of the caregiver as the invisible spouse idea. Oftentimes when a spouse is caring for someone who's sick and has been sick for a long time, when people come up to them, they always ask, how is that person doing? How are they doing? Are they doing better? Are things progressing? What's going on? Neglecting asking that person who's doing all this work, how are you doing? How can I help care for you? Too often we ask the wrong questions of those people who are providing this care. What does Christ have to say about caregiving? Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew calls us out to say, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." This is a call to give up control, completely to Christ. Too often, not only caregivers, but all of us rely on our own strength, our power, and our sense of control to accomplish what needs to be done. We believe that we have to react quickly, assert control, or else the world will fall apart around us. And when we're stressed, we attempt to will things into existence with anger and aggressiveness. But as any long-term caregiver will tell you, you honestly have very little control over what happens. And those outbursts that you feel out of the frustration and lack of sleep and tiredness will only push you deeper into the dark pain and grief of the situation. Christ reminds us that turning over control to Him will give us rest. Give us rest from anxious feelings, from feeling like we have to control everything. A former congregation member of mine used to say, "God didn't go on vacation and leave me in charge." I always thought that was a really powerful line for us all to remember. It's important for us to realize that caregivers often feel this need to control the chaos of the illness or their loved one's care. And as friends and family members, we need to provide support and relief for caregivers who are overwhelmed with this need to control. We should help them see that this is not only their burden to bear, but it is one that is shared with us. Remember, Jesus says in this passage, "Take my yoke." Y'all know what a yoke is? Anyone hear what a yoke is? What's a yoke? Someone yell it out at me. What is it? It's not an egg. What's that? Yes, this bar that you put around animals, right? Sometimes, you know, they're pack animals normally or farm animals. And the idea was that you put it around not only one animal, but two, right? That they were always paired together. And oftentimes, you were pairing an animal that was less experienced with an animal who was more experienced. So that the animal that was more experienced was helping walk with the animal who had not much experience at all. So that these two could share the burden. That it was not one animal doing it, but two. And in this passage, Jesus wants us to take his yoke so that we may be guided, so that we may be in sync with Christ, but also sharing the burden of others who need it, who are struggling. So how do we share the burden with caregivers? There's this great quote from Rosalind Carter that says, "There are four types of people in the world. Those who are caregivers, those who will be caregivers, those who have been caregivers, and those who will need caregivers." Caregiving will be a part of all of our lives in one form or another, so we're called to be attentive to the needs of those giving care. So we can start with prayer. praying for and with caregivers for strength and patience in the midst of struggle, reminding them that this hardship will not last forever and that we're in this together. Bring over meals. Offer to do some mundane errands. Anything that takes something off their plate just for that little bit of time. Something so little for a person who is dealing with caregiving all day, every day. Something that little that you can take off their plate means the world. It's so important. And even more basic, be willing to walk alongside the caregiver by visiting or calling or checking in. Make sure they're getting breaks, opportunities to take some time for themselves. And if they're not, volunteer your time. Make sure that they have time to get a break. As for you out there that are caregivers right now or will be soon, I ask you to recognize your limits. Take care of yourself. It's not selfish to do so, because it will give you the capacity to take better care of your loved ones. I always say this all the time. If you're caring for somebody else, but you're not caring for yourself, you're not going to be able to give good care. Just as I, as your pastor, if I'm not taking care of myself, I can't care for you all either. For those who are caretakers, allow yourself those angry and hurt feelings occasionally. Take pride in your accomplishments and how far you have come and what it took to get there. And finally, recognize when you are no longer capable of providing care for your loved one. There's no shame in recognizing your limits as a person. So today, we remember all caregivers. We thank them for their dedication, for their selflessness, passion, and grace. And most of all, we thank God who for each day and every day sustains all of us, who gives us the daily manna to survive the trials and tribulations alone. There's this great quote I found today, earlier this week, and talked about burdens. It's Shelley Best. She says, "Our burdens are too much because we never were supposed to carry them alone. The struggle that we encounter is not meant to crush us, but to build us up and to lead us to paths that we might not ordinarily take." Caregiving forces us to realize that Christ is in control. And we have to then take on that yoke and recognize that God is Lord of all. And only through Him will we be able to get through each and every day the struggles that we face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Or is there some way in which you have been neglectful? Neglectful not only of God, but of the gifts you've been given, but yourself and your family. I ask you today to take that look in the mirror. Look at your life and look at the ways in which you can give yourself more fully to God by caring for yourself, your family, and your neighbors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.